With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Boulder Junction is celebrating the completion of its 18-hole disc golf course this Sunday. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Boulder Junction has seen success with its recent outdoor recreation projects like the Glide, expanded basketball court, and new playground. Now it's adding with the Tall Pines Disc Golf Course. Dennis Duke is on the town's Parks and Recreation Board.
It just shows that if you have a nice facility and you target it to kind of, you know, to your clientele, they're going to come out and use it. There's always people on the playground. There's always people on the basketball court. There's always, I just left the disc golf course. Mike Kobach and I and another guy were out cutting the ferns down. There was at least six players on the course while we were out there cutting. So there are people out there all the time. And it just means we hit our target, and it's nice to see a smile on people's faces.
Hole and bench sponsorships covered about 80% of the costs. The town pitched in the last 20% with room tax funding. Then it was just a matter of building the course. Duke says they had a disc golf course designer help plot out a portion on land the town bought from the Wisconsin DNR several years ago.
It's a short course as standards go today, but it's highly technical because it's tight and some of the fairways are tight, but there's lots of trees. You got to pick your lane and be able to throw it. And so it's a lot of fun.
Boulder Junction is holding a grand opening and ribbon cutting ceremony for the new Tall Pines Disc Golf Course on Sunday, July 5th at 10:30 a.m. Duke says they'll have discs available for people to give it a try.
I never played disc golf before, but I started playing last fall and I love it. It's a blast.
Following the ribbon cutting ceremony, attendees are invited to walk the course and meet the volunteers and community members who helped bring the project to life. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Emergency departments can be busy places during the 4th of July period. An estimated 13,000 fireworks injuries were treated in emergency departments nationwide last year. Delaney Wolf is a physician assistant in the emergency department at Aspira's Wausau Hospital.
The most common injuries that we see in our department are related to the eyes, face, and hands. We have seen injuries related to the hands and limbs that can result in amputation. Eye injuries can result in blindness, and these injuries aren't just severe initially, but they can result in lifelong disability.
She says kids can be a particular concern.
I would say children are most vulnerable to firework injuries just because they are more curious. Even the sparklers that children tend to play with can cause severe injuries, specifically to their face and eyes.
In addition to fireworks injuries, emergency departments often see an increase in other incidents during the holiday, including alcohol-related accidents and outdoor injuries, making it one of the busiest times of year for care teams. Wisconsin wild rice beds have seen challenges in recent years. The Wisconsin DNR says boaters can help by being aware of early growth wild rice. The 4th of July holiday period is expected to be particularly busy on the water. In early July, wild rice plants early in the growth season are at higher risk of being uprooted. The rice will likely have leaves growing above the water and become more visible as a grass growing out of the water. Waves created by boats will uproot growing rice plants during vulnerable stages of growth when they are just below or above the surface of the water. Boaters on known wild rice waters are encouraged to practice slow, no wake near shallow areas that might have wild rice growing. The DNR encourages boaters to check the DNR's surface water data viewer to see if wild rice has been documented in the lakes, rivers, or flowages they plan to visit. The Michigan DNR reminds people hitting the woods to be careful with fire. Crystal Blair has more.
Lori Abel is with the Michigan DNR. She says anyone enjoying an outdoor fire, including a backyard fire pit, should keep water and a shovel or a rake nearby and never leave until the fire is completely out.
Remember that if a fire is too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave. So stir it up with that water, use those tools, and make a good old-fashioned mud pie out of it.
Recent rainfall has lowered Michigan's overall wildfire risk heading into the holiday weekend, but the DNR says most wildfires are still caused by people. Although wildfire risk is low, experts warn conditions can change quickly. The DNR is also reminding people of other fire precautions, such as keeping trailer chains from dragging on the road because they can create sparks and ignite dry grass. It's also important to avoid parking hot vehicles or equipment on dry grass, and always check local burn restrictions before lighting any outdoor fire. For Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.